America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I think the main thing, you know, our philosophy is defend every blade of grass. So, you know, once we get down there, everything gets a little tighter. Run fits get a little tighter. The spacing in the back end for the pass game gets tighter. And then obviously Bobby's done a great job of, you know, really studying that stuff and putting us in the best position. So, you know, when we're out there, we're in position to make plays. And I feel like, you know, in most of the situations that have come up so far down there in the red zone, guys have stepped up and, you know, really just made plays.
That is Bills middle linebacker and defensive captain Terrell Bernard, expected back in the lineup after missing a week with an ankle injury. Welcome back to Batavia Downs here for the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show. I'm Nate Geary. Before we go to the Western Hotline for our first football guest of the afternoon, a real quick update from my guy Ryan Hasenauer. The stage is filled.
Yes.
And it's filled with some recognizable names.
Yes, yeah. So I'm seeing some Dallas Stars jerseys. I'm seeing some sticks as Brett Hull is here. And they're accepting VIP.
I'm on air, so I can't boo him.
Yeah, you don't boo him. Yes. You know, another great thing, though, is that the Legend Stars guys do is that you can actually get a VIP pass, and you see a lot of these people wearing VIP lanyards. That lets you go to the front of the line before they start calling the number. So I mentioned how we organize this. Oh, Brett Hull 1 through 10. Before they call 1 through 10, the VIPs get to go up. So you can pay a little money, just like you're dropping the line at Disney World. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. Yeah. You're doing fast pass.
You're getting the fast pass. You're getting the Genie Plus there, and you're getting up to the front there. So lots of different ways if you're looking to, you know, if you're on a time crunch and you want to make sure you get up there as soon as possible. But I see, you know, people got cereal boxes, they got posters, all kinds of great things. Stuff you can get signed, folks. Make sure you check out legendstars.net for information on all of the athletes that are going to be here today. As we mentioned, Bruce Smith, Cornelius Bennett, Eric Wood, Daryl Taylor, House Ballard. Now, some people said to me, why would I want an autograph from a guy who was on the offensive line? Buddy, how do you think Thurman Thomas got all those
drafts? That's right.
How do you think we were able to protect Jim Kelly in the pocket? You know, these guys are doing the work. Every single one of those was part of the 90s Bills. And a lot of these people like collecting them all, right? They're trying to get like a whole set of autographs on some sort of piece of Bills memorabilia, whatever it might be. And you got to get everybody who was there, you know? So
that's right.
So getting House Ballard is a must if you want to get stuff from the 90s Bills. Now, who is that walking in there?
I think it was Pierre Turgeon.
That Pierre Turgeon is doing, is right to our left. Again, I'm describing things on the radio. to our left here in our studio here in the Park Place room. Everyone's doing their meet and greet. Because, yes, you can pay some a couple extra bucks. Check it out on legendstars.net. So you can do some meet and greet with these people. Get a nice photo inside of this little photo booth thing we got going on.
All right. Talk to you in a little while.
Sounds good, Nate. Can't wait to talk about the Breeders' Cup.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. Coming up here on the Wester Hotline now, joining me, I'm live at Batavia Downs. But joining me on the Wester Hotline, Carl Jones of News 4 Buffalo. He covers the Bills and Buffalo sports there. Carl, good afternoon to you, my friend. Long time no chat.
Yeah, man. How you doing, man? I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, man, it's good to talk to you. I'm excited for and by the way, I apologize for pulling you away from the opening kick of Syracuse Virginia Tech. That's my bad, not for not recognizing that.
Oh no, listen. We got a TV, Ohio State, Penn State in front of me, and then we got Syracuse on the laptop. I'm good. I can multitask. We good.
Okay. All right, I should have known better. All right, Carl, big matchup this week, and big only from the, I guess, perspective that Bills-Dolphins games always tend to be fun, competitive, hard-fought games. Obviously, the Bills coming out on the better side of that more often than not. Does this at all feel a little like a trap game to you? And I know that kind of ends up being a term a lot of people use, but you know, I think in look about this matchup is the Bills have had the Dolphins number, and obviously Mike McDaniel and his tenure with Miami has only got one win against Sean McDermott. But it just feels like they're probably the lowest they've been in the McDaniel era right now. Tua, you know, his second game back from the injury that he sustained against the Bills earlier this season. What do you make of this matchup, the trap game sort of narrative, and kind of what are you looking for in this matchup that I do think ends up being an important one for the Bills as this schedule really gets tough over the next couple of weeks?
If there was any other team, any other color, heck, any other league, I would be like, this is a prime trap spot, and the Bills got to make sure they're on their P's and Q's. But just something about this Dolphins team and the way that they're constructed and then their history against the Bills, I just don't see this being a spot where the Bills are going to overlook them tomorrow afternoon. For one, Miami isn't a team that's really great in the trenches, and I think that's a spot where you have to be excellent in order to trip up the Bills team. That kind of, especially on the defensive line, can be gotten at times, right? I don't think the Dolphins are strong there. The passing game has never really been a concern, even with great receivers in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. The Bills have found a great way to stifle that attack with Tua back there at quarterback. And then defensively, they are super banged up. I know they played better over the past month or so, but some of that has to do with their schedule, and they haven't really played great quarterback. But then likely no Javon Holland tomorrow, likely no Zach Seiler tomorrow. I believe Kader Kohu was also banged up. I get it, next man up, but sometimes the next man isn't good enough, and that's the reason why the starters get paid. So as long as the Bills, you know, take care of business and don't turn the ball over like rugby kicks like it was last week, I think they'll be okay tomorrow.
Yeah, Carl, obviously last week in Seattle, kind of a slower start to that game, but the Bills really turned it on starting in that second quarter and into the second half. And that's sort of been the story for them over the last month or so, is kind of these slower starts. I mean, I'm going to point directly to that Titans game 3 weeks ago that, you know, they were kind of asleep at the wheel. I think if they're playing a more difficult opponent, if they're playing Baltimore, they're playing Houston, one of these other AFC powers, you know, maybe they don't have that second half and they get the win out of that. So how much to you is starting quicker, both offensively and defensively? I think the defense has done a better job quickly adjusting. It's not taking them a full half to really move off of their initial game plan. Sometimes it feels like the offense takes a little too long to move off of the game script, and I'm sort of wondering what your thoughts are about quicker starts.
Oh, I think they're very important, especially as the schedule gets tougher. I mean, you can fall behind a Titans team, you can fall behind an Arizona Cardinals team, you can fall behind some of these other squads, because you have the ammunition and the firepower to come back and make it a track meet. However, against some of the better teams on the schedule, most notably the Texans and the Ravens, when you dig yourself in a hole, those teams are good enough to where they can withstand some of your haymakers later on in the fight or later on in the game. So I think it's very important. And I know Joe Brady and the guys on the offensive side of the ball have tried to figure out ways to, you know, have a better opening game script and figure out some of their tendencies that they like to attack on the first drive, and then defensively as well. But I think it's very important, especially after the schedule gets tougher.
Carl Jones here on the Wester Hotline. We're talking Bills, Dolphins. I want to ask you about the Bills' defensive backfield. Now that it feels like it's rounding out, it's healthy. You know, obviously Taron Johnson missing a couple of games with that wrist and forearm injury. He's back, and man, is he playing pretty incredible football. I mean, you watch Taron Johnson. If there's a guy you watch defensively down in and down out, it's Taron Johnson, just because all the things, Carl, that he's capable of doing, both in the run game and in the pass game, still somehow feels underrated in terms of the rest of the sort of slot and nickel corners across the league. And I think it's also helped them in their dime looks, because him being back in the lineup, you know, moves, you know, Cam Lewis into that dime role, who I think is playing really good football, the best football of his career for the Bills defensively. So their nickel and dime looks, they both are very deep. and capable of stopping the run and pass. And then obviously, you know, Christian Benford, who's on the injury report this week, he's questionable for tomorrow's tilt. But between Benford and Douglas on the outside, what has impressed you the most about this group now that they are healthy and really clicking, I think, on all cylinders, both in the run and pass game? Especially, let me also note this, Carl, is talking up, you know, Taron Johnson in the run game. I got to also give kudos to Rasul Douglas, who has just is so physical, a sure tackler, a willing tackler at the outside boundary corner position. They're very well-rounded unit.
I'm so glad you touched on that right there, because corners who tackle really set an emphasis and set the tone for the rest of the defense. Because as a former DB, I look at the rest of the defense, and they think, your fellow comrades out there think like, all right, man, we need you to be able to take the guy down, because this isn't what you do. You get paid, you're here to cover. And when those guys can set the tone on the outside, and it allows everyone else out there on the field to feel as if they don't have to go outside of what they're asked to do. They just do their 111. So when Benford and Rasul and obviously Taron come up and run support and lay the wood like that, it's contagious for the rest of the defense. But I think the Bills secondary, what's impressed me so much about them this year, they're multiple. I mean, in the Sean McDermott era, they've been known to be an excellent zone cover team, right, with all the schemes they play and how well they communicate and how they always feel like they're on a string. Well, I feel as if this year, doing large part because of personnel and also Sean McDermott and Bobby Babbitt just getting more tenure and learning more, they can also play man coverage as well. And I think that's what's really, really scary. And what's going to help them in the postseason, because I felt as if in the postseason the past 4 years, they haven't had enough punches on defense outside of some of the traditional zone look. I think if they can throw us some jabs here and there, like, hey, we can play man on third down if need be. We can play man on first down because we have the horses to do so. That's what's going to help them out in January and beyond.
So, Carl, obviously when you think about a matchup like this, you think about the Tyreek Hills, the Jalen Waddles, but I think – especially last year, what made Miami so successful was how good the running game had really rounded into form. His first season, Mike McDaniel, I think there were a lot of calls and a lot of questions about, I mean, the sort of staple of a Shanahan offense is that zone running game, the ability to stretch teams and hurt teams on the ground. Obviously, McCaffrey in San Francisco and, you know, now Josh Jacobs in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur, that sort of same concept. Last year, Mozart, 1,000 yards, led the league in touchdowns. This year, he starts the season with a chest injury and really has not gotten the running game open, but they draft Jalen Wright. It really hasn't come to fruition this year, and he's had opportunities because of the injuries to both Mostert and Achane, who have missed games this year. Other than strictly speaking, having guys missing game to injuries and losing Tua in a threat of the quick passing game, I think has also allowed them to become or allowed defenses to cue in and stop that run game. What have you seen from this running game, short of not having an effective passing game, that maybe might concern you and worry that they could get it back on track against this Bills defense on Sunday?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
They're good on the edge. I think they're a team, I mean, that's quite frankly because they can't really run up the middle. They're just a really finesse group. That's the one difference between them and maybe some of the other Shanahan disciple offenses. They can't go downhill. They just don't have the body type to do so up front and in the back. I mean, Mostert could do it, but that's just not his M.O. I think that with all the creative stuff they can do to the edge, and we can spend an hour on how cool it is that they can jet sweep, stretch, toss, all the stuff that they can do to get us to the perimeter. that's the one concern, I would say, with how aggressive the Bills' defensive line is. It's getting upfield, right? So if you get upfield all the time, they can figure out ways to get outside of you. So that would be the one concern. And I think in previous matchups, that has been something that the Dolphins had success before. They just haven't slept with it for whatever reason.
And on the other side, the Bills' run game, Ray Davis has been awesome for this team. I think he's such a nice compliment to James Cook. But I even saw a little bit, you were talking about some of the things that the Dolphins do on the edge really well. The Bills are a little different. They really want to run between the tackles. But last week I saw two times that I think I'm sure there's a couple of times earlier this season where the Bills have tried to attack the edge in the run game, but they largely have been wanting to attack defenses in the middle. And now that they've gone under center, Carl, I think they're seeing a little bit more consistent success on the ground. But some of those sweep tosses, some of the stuff to the edge, I think is an advantage for this team because of the speed that James Cook has. And then getting more towards the middle with a Ray Davis who is really a North Star, just no wasted movement from Ray Davis whatsoever. How do you see this run game evolving? Because I think that there is room for this run game to continue evolving and looking different and better.
Yeah, the one thing with Joe Brady since he's been in charge, they've kind of just like majored in like three kind of runs, right? Your zone.
Three run concepts, that's right, yep.
Yeah, they just kind of majored in that. And over the past few weeks or so, like you just hit on, they've kind of added and sprinkled a little bit more in there, which I think, one, speaks to how comfortable everyone else is in majoring in those three concepts, which is cool. But also speaks to, all right, bet, we can add more tools to the toolbox and give more defenses stuff to think about. Because you do have a legit thunder and lightning thing back there. You do have one of the best top three, four, whatever, offensive lines in football. And then because Josh Allen is such a good runner in his own right, he's an extra blocker in the run game for a defensive assignment responsibility. So I think with the way that they're running the rock and how they can do it on their terms, because I felt as if in the past, like in previous iterations of the Bills, they could run the rock because of the numbers in the box. It wasn't necessarily because of how good they were. I think, and we saw that on full display last week in Seattle, it doesn't matter if you put 13 players on the field, the Bills still feel comfortable they can get 6 yards on any given play running the ball, and that is so cool to see, especially how they've kind of transformed the offense through the years.
And listen, as much as we can talk about and rave about this run game and how it's starting to evolve and grow, listen, I think largely, Carl, the success I want to attribute a little bit over the last couple of weeks is this offense moving more towards, or maybe moving back towards, an offense that does run through Josh Allen. They're just not asking Josh Allen to do everything. They are having success traditionally running the football, which they really haven't been able to do over the last couple of years. They've really relied on Josh Allen, and when all else fails, just, call some designed run plays or ask Josh Allen to scramble, and that's kind of how your run game goes off, and that's why over the last couple of years they've been a top five run unit. But Josh has not really been asked to or need to extend plays, but he's extending them and using that to still throw the football, not be a runner. And I think the last couple of weeks, the thing that stood out to me is they're moving back towards that pass-first offense where the short passing game, especially to guys like Khalil Shakir, who's got, the number one player right now in yards after catches is Keon Coleman. I think number four is Khalil Shakir. So they're getting the things that they've been talking about over the last couple of years, right? Like an offense that's built after yards after catch. They can run the football, be multiple. But I got to tell you, the thing that stands out to me the last couple of weeks is their pass game looks to really be rounding into form, Carl.
Yeah, and I know people are going to immediately attribute that to Amari Cooper getting there, and I get it. He's definitely had a positive, he's been a positive, net positive for the offense. Having said that, a lot of the big plays, he hasn't even been on the field. So unless you think a defensive coordinator is saying, oh, Amari Cooper's out there on the sideline, let's play something different. Like, the Bills are just executing better. Some of that has to do with the fact that Keon Coleman's getting more comfortable in the offense and as an NFL player in general, Khalil Shakir getting back to form in terms of health. And then Josh Allen also just getting comfortable as well. I think what's so cool about the Bills' offense, and I just spoke about how defensively they've kind of transformed on the back end. Offensively, and you've seen people talk about this, this isn't me saying something new. They're meeting modern football in terms of what defenses are daring offenses to do, in terms of matriculating the ball down the field. We dare you to dink and dump it. All right, bet. We got Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman, and we dare you to tackle those guys in space 5, 6, 7 times a game. Because, listen, as a DB, that hurts. I ain't trying to tackle you all game. And I got to come up and try to tackle Ray Davis? No, I'm good on that. So, like, I think that is so cool that they figured out a way to maybe be a step ahead. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, they don't have the traditional field stretcher. And you're right, that may come back to hurt them at times. But in terms of modern 2024 football, yak and being able to make plays with the ball in your hand is where the game is going.
All right, Carl, one more before I let you go, my friend. You know, we're talking about this matchup, offense, defensively. I want to ask you because, listen, they're going to face harder defenses and more difficult defenses as this season goes. They got the Kansas City Chiefs, the Detroit Lions, even, you know, losing some of the players that they've lost up front, and obviously San Francisco. Like, they've got some defenses on the docket over the next couple of weeks. Tennessee, maybe not as good as the numbers suggested going into that game. They've struggled over the last couple of weeks. I bring this up because I love what you're talking about there, too, and the teams that are going to have success running man coverage against the Bills, and we saw this earlier this year, specifically against the Baltimore Ravens, but kind of a perfect storm to me, Carl, in that Baltimore game, right? They get down early, they can't establish the run game, and then for them, they become a little bit predictable. And I largely, though, Carl, that Ravens defense has not had the same success in man coverage covering offenses like they did against the Bills. Is it a bad game? Is that just a game where all things go wrong in Baltimore? And do you suspect the next time the Bills play a good man defense, man coverage defense, that they're better set up and maybe better equipped to have more consistent success than they did in that matchup against Baltimore, and even to a certain extent, Houston?
Yeah, I think the Baltimore game was a little like wonky because of the game script. They got behind early, so Baltimore was able to get in some of those creative pressure looks and confuse things up front. But Baltimore is unique in the fact that they may not be a great man unit for a bunch of teams, but they match up fairly well against the Bills because of the body types that the Bills run out there. Like Dawson Kincaid, I think, is a good player. Kyle Hamilton's an all-pro. Marlon Humphrey can play the outside, but the Ravens really like him in the nickel. Well, Khalil Shakir is right there as well. So that's where, like, when they didn't have an Amari Cooper at the time to go against a Nate Wiggins or a Brandon Stevens, that was the issue. So I think that with an Amari Cooper, you hope that he still can be a very good receiver at this point in his career to separate against man coverage, because the teams who do have guys in the middle of the defense, the spine, your safeties, your nickels that can go bar for bar with a Dawson Kincaid and a Khalil Shakir, because the Chiefs do, I think, with a Justin Reed and a Trent McDuffie. Who else do you have to say, okay, we trust you against? I think Jalen Watson is hurt for the Chiefs right now, but yeah, some of their other outside corners. So that's going to be the issue or the question. Can you guys take away some of the outside corners? Because the Chiefs, similar to the Ravens, have very, very stout guys on the inside.
All right, Carl. I appreciate you, my friend. Tell the folks where they can find you, find your work, where you up on X and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man, you can find my work on Jones11 underscore on X, better known as Twitter. I know I can't call it X. It just don't sound right.
Yeah, I didn't like the way that it sounded when I said it either, so.
Yeah, sorry, Elon. Don't ban me. But, yeah,
right.
Follow my work there. I tweet about, obviously, report on the Bills, daily stuff. And then also, go Orange. We're down 7-0 right now, but, you know, it's early. It's early. We got time.
All right, Carl, appreciate you, buddy, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right, no problems, man. Carl Jones there on our West Her Hotline, our sports anchor and reporter on the Bills over at News 4 Buffalo. Appreciate him. And reminder that I am live here until 2 p.m. at Batavia Downs for the Legends and Stars memorabilia show. Vendors running 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. We still have plenty of guys hitting the stage to sign autographs here. The 12 o'clock hour continues on. Scott Norwood headed on the stage here in about 5 minutes. We've got Chris Chelios, Howard Ballard, Bruce Smith at 2 o'clock, Eric Wood and Cornelius Bennett at 2:30 and 3. And then Daryl Talley also joins Cornelius Bennett. So the linebacker duo, 3 to 3:45. You won't want to miss that this afternoon up here at Batavia Downs. Again, kids 12 and under are free admission, for all others $10. But the paid admission receives $10 in free play on the gaming floor. And for full details, including autograph prices, available on legendsandstars.net. Timeout. other side, David Fronis of the Sun Sentinel joins me to talk some Dolphins. We'll get the extensive injury report for the Dolphins. Several guys, several defensive starters already listed as out and another as doubtful. So we'll get thoughts on their defensive approach in this matchup against the Bills tomorrow at 1 p.m. Of course, right here on the flagship of the Buffalo Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. So more coming up live here at Batavia Downs. I'm Nick Erie. This is WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.